Well, ang tingin ko naman, pagdididang una-una, I don't see any conflict. Sa tingin ko kasi, pagtinignan mo yung lugar, in fact, pagtinignan mo sa percentage of, for example, 3.7 million ang backlog natin sa bahay. Saan mo sila ilalagay? Ako kasi squatter ako nung dati. Naramdaman ko rin yung walang bahay. Kaya, saan mo ilalagay yan? Hindi mo na pwedeng itapo na lang yan. And, huwag na lang kayo magbahay. And that is not to me a good program. And we are not in low-cost housing, by the way. But to me, this can be done systematically. There are some countries that have fewer land areas. But proper zoning is the answer. Kinakailangan ng proper zoning. Kasi ang nangyayari, dahil sa poverty, nagpupuntahan lang sa Metro Manila. The bulk of the economy is in Metro Manila. That is why all the areas near Metro Manila ang nagkakaroon ng ganyang problem, as you mentioned. For example, in the problems like Bicol, Tarago, wala naman magandang problema. But it's only Metro Manila because the entire economy natin are in Metro Manila and Regions 3 and 4. Regions 3 and 4 because they are adjacent to Metro Manila. And this is because of poverty. Wala silang makakain doon, pupunta lang sa Maynila. And this is causing all of these problems. We must develop the countryside so that they will not have to go to Manila and add to the mess that we're having right now. We now have a big urbanization problem in Metro Manila. Hindi kaya na sistema ng Metro Manila ito nangyayari ito, na napupuntahan lahat. Kaya nagkakaroon ng sprawl. But even the sprawl is, marami sa ating mga local officials kasi are not trained ng urban planner. Kaya ang gulo. To be it, when I look at the planning done in some parts of Central Luzon, chaotic. Southern Luzon, chaotic. Mas planado pa sa Southern Luzon kaysa sa Central Luzon. But with proper planning, all of this can be done. With the proper zoning, proper planning, you can accommodate all of these things. Some sectors need not be sacrificed for the other sectors. Like we can eat with while having homes. We cannot adopt a policy na the only way we can eat is wala kayong bahay. There is no conflict between these two. Proper planning, proper implementation of this can address this problem. If you look at the statistics, you will see that kaya naman sa statistics, hindi lamang maayos yung parang nagiging chaotic sila. Kasi kulang tayo ng kalye na pag tinignan mo sa air, malaki pa yung lupa sa likod, pero nagsisiksikan dito. Nagsisiksikan sila sa iba. Because nandito lahat ang trabaho eh. If we succeed, and this should be a program of the next president, whoever he is or she is, but dapat i-push mo ang development sa countryside so that ma-ease natin itong problema ng urbanization in the greater Metro Manila. In itself, it is a huge problem that must be addressed. The poverty, especially sa mga slums natin sa greater Metro Manila, nakakaawa din naman ang mga tao.
You have a follow-up for agriculture?
But before I leave agriculture, I look at, this is the first time that we should look at agriculture as an opportunity rather than a problem. In the past 2-3 decades, mga 70s, the last time we had the Green Revolution was in the 70s.
Yeah,
but all over the world, hindi na tinusidan na importante ang agriculture up until recently. Nung magkaroon ng food crisis, ayan na, biglang suddenly, nagbabalik na ang investments. But nagkakaroon na ng questions ng mga GMO, but these are far more complicated questions now, whether the mga genetically modified crops will be allowed here, etc. But this is how other countries addressed their problems in food. But luckily for us, malaki pa ang allowance natin. We just have to manage agriculture and implement our programs. Kaya naman yan. Sa rice, ang kulang natin less than 10%.